This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When Carry Met Silly. This is your IGN review of Moving Out 2 by Tristan Ogilvy. Just as likely to break windows and knock down doors as it was to temporarily fracture friendships, 2020's Moving Out was a raucously entertaining co-op game that took the typically tiresome task of shifting furniture and turned it into a giddy form of slapstick. The hilariously chaotic couch-carrying fundamentals of the original remain relatively unchanged in Moving Out 2, but the formula has been refreshed to a substantial degree via a more outlandish approach to level design and added environmental interactivity that brings a bit more depth to the furniture-flinging strategy. It's a shame that little has been done to make it more compelling for solo players, so just like the chore it's based on, you'll have to wrangle at least one buddy into helping you out. But when you do, Moving Out 2 delivers tightly packed tension and hilarity by the cardboard boxload once again. Multiverses may well have been done to death by superhero movies at this point, but Moving Out 2 uses them to good effect here in order to place you into a series of entertainingly absurd scenarios. Things get fantastical right away when a number of interdimensional portals open up around the small town of Packmore, leading your team of heavy lifters to steer their delivery truck through tears in the fabric of space and time in order to pick up and pack an assortment of quirky cargo. In one moment, you'll be struggling to steer a sofa-sized croissant through a swirling roulette table made of gingerbread, and in the next, you'll be dodging out of the way of sliding obstacles in a tilting cottage being held aloft by a giant landlord. Moving Out 2 is stacked high with personality, and its light story is stuffed with so many guilty pleasure puns, it feels like it was at least partially scripted by throwing darts at a board covered in dad jokes. Before too long, a number of welcome environmental enhancements bring more noticeable points of difference to the proceedings. There are some satisfyingly silly new ways to complete each moving job, like playing a game of beer pong with a toaster by bouncing it off the taut fabric of an open umbrella and watching it soar into the flatbed of a truck, or piloting a wrecking ball drone to crash through a series of pillars in order to clear a path for your fellow movers. In one level, the deliverable items were strung up high above the stage, and my co-op partners and I had to position a large fan to blow us up into the air to try and drag everything down using our combined weight. There's still a fair amount of time spent maneuvering stubborn L-shaped couches through narrow hallways and tearing microwaves straight out of the walls, but there are enough distinct little diversions in each scenario to make Moving Out 2 consistently feel like more than a mere retread. Other environmental elements are introduced in order to place a greater emphasis on carefully planning your routes through each level, like doors that only open one way through mazes of interconnected rooms, and even color-coded portal gates that blink you from one side of the map to the other, both of which can quickly lead to confusion if you don't keep your wits about you. Elsewhere, giant batteries aren't just tricky to transport around, but they also only last for a short period of time when placed into power circuits, putting you under greater pressure to push and pull furniture through open doors before the batteries deplete and the doors slam shut. There's generally a fair bit more to coordinate this time around, and by coordinate, I essentially mean yell incoherent directions at your friends or loved ones and then try not to lose your cool when they inevitably misinterpret you. If your group's anything like mine, the collective mood will swing from frustration to elation at regular intervals. Some of Moving Out 2's scenarios were more popular than others, though, at least among the players on the couch beside me. The regenerating clouds in some of the sky-high apartments that must be continually sucked away with a handheld vacuum proved to be exhausting in every sense of the word, while any job that involves the corralling of chickens into farmyard pens is generally pretty clucking annoying. Also, if I smash my nose with one more stepped-on garden rake, I'm likely to become as certifiable as Sideshow Bob. But thankfully, Moving Out 2 mixes things up so often that no single element, popular or otherwise, really ever outstays its welcome, whether they be zip lines, pulley systems, or even drivable trains. While moving house on your own in Moving Out 2 is substantially easier on your back than moving house on your own in real life, it's only marginally more fun, and as was the case with the original, it remains the least enjoyable way to play. There's significantly less challenge shifting a series of objects when you don't have to coordinate with a partner, and equally, there's not the same sense of unpredictability to conjure up anywhere near as many laughs. Thankfully, Moving Out 2 features online multiplayer for the first time in the series, and while I wasn't able to test it as part of this review process, it's nice to know that players who might not be able to enjoy local multiplayer games can still enjoy clearing houses with friends without having to leave the comfort of their own. Moving Out 2 is an extremely colorful and calamitous co-op sequel that's as challenging as it is charming, serving up an enjoyably distinct set of crazy cargo collections that task you with bending at the knees while consistently splitting your sides. Spreading its preposterous brand of Pass the Parcel across multiple dimensions has empowered the developers to get really creative with the setup of each stage, although that added ambition has meant that some smaller corners have seemingly been cut. Still, the addition of online multiplayer should mean that more players will be able to rope in a moving buddy, whether they share the same couch or not, which will hopefully go a long way towards making up for its lingering deficiencies as a single-player experience. If you're up for another hectic house party with friends, Moving Out 2 hits harder than a thrown fridge. Moving Out 2's IGN score, 8. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Moving Out 2 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.